Welcome to Mom Talk with Maria Bailey. For the next hour, join Maria as she takes on topics important to you. Finances, raising children, and dealing with your husband through his tough times and yours. This is the place to be as Maria and her guests bring you a wealth of information on all of these topics. Now, Maria Bailey on Mom Talk Radio.
It's a particularly strange part of the summer, isn't it? We've already had those back-to-school ads going. And in fact, some kids are already back to school. In fact, I sent a few of my college kids back to their classrooms in this last week. But at the same time, I also sent one of my kids off to camp. So it's a really weird July. It's kind of a strange month where it's back to school, but yet it's off to summer camp. I hope your summer, no matter where you are, is going great. You know, the weather has been really, really toasty, that's for sure. But then it's kind of been strange, too. Lots and lots of rain in the southeast, and that means you got to find things for your kids to do indoors. You know, there are lots of great websites to go to. I always go over to Disney.com because I don't know how they do it, but they seem to be able to entertain my kids no matter what age they are. You know, we have a great show lined up for you today. We've got guests, everyone talking from parenting to health and beauty for you, because don't forget, moms, it's important for us to take care of ourselves as well. And as we think about taking care of ourselves, don't forget, lots and lots of water. It's really important during the summer months to keep yourself hydrated and your children as well. And don't forget that sunscreen, because as we all know, it only takes a little bit of sun, even on a cloudy day, to get our kids really burned. And isn't it funny, when we were a kid, nobody wore sunscreen. We just like got all red, and then we were uncomfortable sleeping for a couple nights, and then we were back out on the beach. But now, fortunately for us, we have so many great options. My favorite, of course, is Copper Tone, and they've got such a variety out this summer season. So we've got a great show lined up for you. I want to jump right in because we have everything. I mean, it is just packed today on Mom Talk Radio. Remember, if you missed today's show, any of it, or you want to listen to some past shows, you can go to momtalkradio.com. You can download our free app on iTunes, Mom Talk Radio, and take us along with you to the beach, to the pool, wherever you're going on a road trip. Take Mom Talk Radio along with us. When we come back, we're going to be speaking with Haley Resnick, and she is the author of Little Patient, Big Doctor, A Mom's Journey.
Even supermoms need a little advice. Here's yours, more of Mom Talk Radio.
So we're back on Mom Talk Radio with our guest. I'm delighted to have her with us. Her name is Haley Resnick. She is the author of Little Patient, Big Doctor, A Mom's Journey. It's a book that is an inspiring story of how a mom dealt with her daughter's medical concerns with food allergies. Really big topic that a lot of us, I think, kind of skirt over sometimes. She's published in many magazines. She's a speaker. She's a parent expert on Kids Edge magazine and writes for them weekly and answers questions for parents. And I'm just delighted to have her with us today. So welcome to Mom Talk Radio.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here.
So it's summertime, and we were just talking. Just this week, I dropped my daughter off at sleepaway camp, and I imagine you've got some thoughts on the best summer camps available.
You know, I have to say a lot of this, I think, is very parent and child specific. It's really what works for each family. So mm-hmm. sleepaway camp is amazing. It's a great option out there if you have a kid who you can actually let get separated from you, which sometimes doesn't happen so easily.
Right.
But the other things are day camps are great and programs that happen in a community. It's tough, though, because I think sometimes money gets in the way for some parents, and
yep.
that's when you need to get creative on what to do to keep your kids busy over the summer months.
So what are some of those low-cost activities that you've discovered with your children?
low-cost activities, if you have a parent at home who is not working or a neighbor who is at home with their kids, it would be great to connect up with them and do things together with them. My favorite low-cost activity is the killing two birds with one stone. This is to say to the kids, hey, why don't you go outside, play in the water, and wash the car while you're at it, you know? Things that make them productive and let them have fun. I love those simple things. But if you want to get a little bit more intense and do some kind of camp within your own home, you can certainly call up at local places in your town, such as a supermarket or a bank or a Barnes & Noble. And a lot of these places will give tours to your kids at no cost. And here you are providing your child with something that they wouldn't normally do at no cost, and they get to see something in a different part of the town that they wouldn't normally get to do. So that's, you know.
You know what my thing has been this summer is I got a membership, a national park membership, and I have to tell you, that was the best $80 that I have spent because it's amazing. You don't really realize where the national parks are, but suddenly when you have that annual pass and you can pay one price and get into whatever park, like suddenly if you're at a grandparent's house, you discover that within 25 miles there's a different national park. Or, you know, I on the way up to drop my daughter off at sleepaway camp, we found a national park in North Carolina that we just stopped for the day and went to the recreation center, and
Absolutely.
It was a great two-hour break. And you know, again, we used our annual pass. I mean, it's been like the best $80 I spent at the beginning of the summer.
Absolutely. And that also works with science museums, which is something that tends to be a lot more interactive, and it's a lot of fun for the whole family when you're dealing with kids at different ages. And what you can do if you don't have a science museum in your town, you can go online and research and find a couple of science museums that are interesting to you, and you could find out what reciprocity they have. So if you are happen to be traveling, you can get into any of the other museums for the cost of the one museum that you paid for online that may or may not even be in your town. So
I think that also has to – that I think zoos has the same thing. If you become a you get a membership to the National Zoological Association.
Yeah.
Like there are zoos all over the country you can use that membership at.
Absolutely.
So what about keeping our kids safe in the summer? Earlier in the show, I was talking about sunburn and just keeping our kids from getting sunburn, but there's so many other things that can happen to them, you know, whether it's water or Lyme disease. So what are your tips there?
So one of the this is one of the questions that comes up when I speak to parents and give talks is what do we do to keep them safe? I have to say I'm actually a fan of having your kids have phones, but not when they're so young because I worry about the safety of them sitting and chatting on the phone. But I do like to have a family phone available that you can give to your kids so when they're outside playing, if something happens, they can have access to you. And this way you can give your kids a little bit more rein, whether it is outdoors or if you're dropping them off in a park to play, that they can give you a call if there's a problem. The other tip that I think is so important is safety in numbers. So whenever you have your kid, encourage and try and bring along a number of other kids. It's a lot less to worry about when you have four or five kids playing together than mm-hmm. when there's one or two. You don't have to worry about someone approaching a large group of kids. If something happens to one child, you have a couple of other friends there who are able to help. So those are, for me, the top two things. Of course, you can't implement these if you have a three-year-old. You don't get much safety in number with a bunch of three-year-olds. That's a little bit of danger in numbers, but as you get a little bit older and you hit that eight-year-old level and up, I think that's one of the most important factors.
Yeah, I have to tell you, I love we always had a family phone, and we just checked it out to the kid that, or whichever child was being dropped off somewhere. And that family phone idea is just the best idea because you don't have to give them the responsibility of owning a phone.
Absolutely.
But you can have that sense of security.
Absolutely.
That if something happens, they have a way to get in touch with you. I mean, I've even sent it on sleepovers because sometimes your child just gets uncomfortable in the middle of the night and just doesn't want to be there anymore, but doesn't want to wake up the parent to use the telephone to call
Absolutely.
You, you know?
I will say, though, what you get into then is parents being careful of using their discretion. Because what happens is a lot of times you'll have a kid, you know, texting you then when they have that phone at the sleepover, "Mom, so-and-so made fun of me. I can't believe it. They're not letting me wear the outfit." And, you know, as a parent, then we have to have that discretion and say, okay, you know what, this is just normal childhood. You just have to deal with it. And don't worry, you can handle it.
But I'm
a big fan of it also. And if you don't have the money for a separate family phone, you can certainly give up your own phone for an hour or two or overnight.
There you go. So we just have a couple more minutes. What about food and allergies, since that is the focus of your book? How are you careful about that?
The most important thing and word that sums it up in my mind is preparation. So if you are sending your kid to a sleepaway camp or any other type of program in the summer, it's very important to get on the phone, talk to the directors, the counselors, the people who are going to be in direct contact with your child, and set up what your kid needs. I would do this very much behind the scenes. I don't think it's great to involve a child in absolutely every piece of it, because we do want our kids to have as normal an environment as possible. But certainly if you prepare the camp and let them know what things your child is allergic to, whether it's food or environmental, and come up with a plan that's in place beforehand, they can deal better with it and you'll have that safety. I also think it's important to prepare your kid so that when this is true with allergies or any other medical condition that kids have. When I speak to parents, I tell them it doesn't have to be specific to allergies. A lot of kids nowadays deal with everything. They need to know what they're faced with, and there is a little bit of childhood innocence that goes away.
And for those moms who are faced with food allergies, I encourage you to read the book, Little Patient, Big Doctor, A Mom's Journey. We have a link to it on Mom Talk Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today, Hala. And I hope that everyone will visit the website, littlepatientbigdoctor.com. When we return, we've got a spotlight on a mom you're not going to want to miss. We have a new feature. It's called Spotlight on Moms, and this is where we're talking to real-life moms, moms that I know online, offline. You know, I've run into them and just find them interesting. And so I spend so much time in the Big Apple. Isn't it appropriate that I would bring a mom in from the Big Apple? Khadisha Redd is our guest. She is the mother of a 15-month-old. That means she's very, very busy. And she has a blog at fabfindsinabeat.com. She can find her on Twitter at fabfindsinabeat. And I'm just delighted to have you with us, Khadisha.
Thank you so much. Glad to be speaking with you.
So tell us about your blog. What would we find there?
Sure. Fab Finds in a Beat. I know it's a little bit of a mouthful, but basically it's a lifestyle blog where I talk about the latest fab finds in beauty, style, tech gadgets, motherhood, and basically my adventures around New York City.
And are the finds, are they going to be finds that we find online as well as in the city?
Absolutely. I talk about basically the latest kind of style trends or beauty trends, what's going on, whether it's street styles or whether I get inspired by different children's fashions or something like that. So anything that can pretty much is a current trend, that's what I report on. And also I also talk about affordable trends, again, things in fashion and beauty or maybe a pop-up shop that I find in New York City or something like that. All of that goes on the blog. So that would be me showcasing my latest fab finds.
Okay, so I want to know, so what? How do you describe your style? And is your style... Do you dress your child the same way that – is it the same style?
Is it the same style? I dress my son a little bit more preppier than I do. My style is kind of hip, chic, and trendy, but I dress my son in a lot of different button-ups. I might put him in a fedora or something like that. What I'm loving right now is a lot of the styles that are showcased at different stores like H&M or The Gap. So he's kind of on this preppy kind of look, and he enjoys it. So he keeps it on, and he looks very cute in it. So that's what you would also find on my blog as well.
Okay, so are you more of the frugal stylist, or, you know, some people will be eccentric or be more expensive with one item of their attire? So I'm kind of interested in that.
A good question. I'm definitely a frugal fashionista. I'm definitely a mom on a budget. So if I can come across a very good sale that's going on, or whether it's me and my friends doing some thrifting, I'm all about being chic but also on a budget, definitely.
Okay. And what about, is it just style for yourself, or is it also for the home?
I don't do a lot of home shopping. My home decor is pretty basic. I need a little bit more help in that area.
I don't know. Somehow I'm doubting it. I can hear the style in your voice.
Yeah, home decor is fun to shop for, but I find that in terms of home decor, I like the things that are a little bit more pricier. So I might do that in Pinterest. I might have some decor home style inspiration ideas that I haven't yet been able to afford as of yet. But that's where the style changes up a little bit.
So a lot of people ask this question, and we only have 2 minutes, so you got to give it to me in a short answer. But
sure.
How do you balance blogging and, you know, always being on top of style and finding new things to write about and being a mom?
Sure. Well, it's definitely very, very challenging. Again, as you mentioned, my son is only 15 months. He's still not sleeping through the night, so I definitely do not get a lot of sleep. I also work a full-time job while also trying to do the best that I can be at being a blogger. So right now I'm trying to utilize my time management. So basically I go in about an extra hour or two into my full-time job. I might tweet a little bit during the day. Once I get home, it's all about my son. And then once he is in bed, that's when it's time for me to get back to blogging, get back to creating different types of content.
But I love it that you said the key word: when you're with your son, you are present with your son, and that's so important.
Absolutely.
I want to encourage everybody to follow Khadijah on her on Twitter at FabFindsInABeat, or go to her blog, FabFindsInABeat.com. Check it out, because you're going to get a little stylish yourself when you go there. So thank you so much. When we return, we're going to be speaking with a 5-generation herbalist, okay? So if organic is your thing, or you're just trying to figure it out, you're going to want to listen to this segment with Dean Morris.
Mothers of America, this hour belongs to you. It's Mom Talk Radio with Maria Bailey.
I'm delighted to have with us our next guest. He's a 5-generation herbalist, and he was taught by his father how to grow lady slipper orchids and other herbs, and he has made a career out of it, working for several hospitals and manufacturers, and now he's with Nature's Way. And I'm delighted to have with us today Dean Morris. And Dean, welcome to Mom Talk Radio.
It's good to be with you. Thank you, Maria.
So first of all, for those of us who aren't into herbs, what is an herbalist, and what does it have to do with health care in the food industry?
An herbalist is someone who just did not have the knack, in my case, for studying the chemistry to the nth degree to be able to understand all the different drug-like preparations that are still being made from plants. I just couldn't drag myself away from the greenhouses and the gardens and the fields and the farms to spend my time in the books trying to figure out all the different little chemical structures and then try to memorize all the problems that can come when you do isolate a certain active principle out of a particular plant. Many of our current medicines that are prescribed, a majority of, in fact, find their origins back in the plants. And I just appreciated the plants and their ability to generate harmonies of different compounds and chemicals and nutrients and in their wholesomeness provide very healing properties. That spoke to me as it spoke to my grandmother and great-grandfather, and it's just been a part of my life. And so an herbalist is someone who takes those plants and appreciates them in their wholesome form and utilizes those before going to any more further isolation of their active parts.
Okay, and so tell us a little bit about now what you're doing and how you apply that to Nature's Way and what Nature's Way is.
Well, I'm an independent consultant now. I did work about 13 years with Nature's Way and enzymatic therapy and other dietary supplement manufacturers as a director of new product development, as a manager of clinical trials, doing a variety of different things. Before they found out that I was actually practicing in a major U.S. hospital, I practiced at the Columbia Miami Heart Institute in Miami Beach, Florida. It was great to work with doctors who also saw that there could be that they could appreciate and that the patients could appreciate the more holistic approach to deriving medicines from the wholesome extracts of plants. So I started using Nature's Way products in the hospital. They found out about that and recruited me 14, 15 years ago. And I spent a good 13 years with Nature's Way and helping them to develop new plant medicines. Their parent company, Schwabe, has produced over 800.
Why don't you tell us how women can incorporate like these natural stress busters that include herbs into their life? Like, let's talk about sleep, for instance. You know, how do you incorporate your knowledge into an everyday routine of sleep for a woman?
Well, we know that stress has so many different factors, so many different stressors in our lives, and stress has really been one of the flagship problems, concerns that herbs and holistic medicine has focused on and has had such great success in, whether that stress is due to just digestive tract upset and the simple chamomile teas and peppermint oil preparations that we used to provide for our kids and still do. They now make their tea themselves, but we used to have the tea parties with chamomile tea to help those phenolic compounds from the chamomile flowers to help soothe the irritation on the smooth muscle tissue throughout the digestive tract. Starting with things as simple as that, but stress factors such as PMS, we know that the research is indicating that krill oil and other substances can really help relieve some of the stress when it's associated with PMS, and black cohosh, stress and irritability are two of the outcome measures that are consistently measured as being reduced through the use of black cohosh when our stress and irritability is related to menopause. Just a number of different plants that the body recognizes and utilizes these nutrients to help adapt to and overcome a variety of stress factors in our life.
And so let's talk about multivitamins. What do you recommend there?
Well, of course, the B vitamins are very critical when we are working with stress, when we are trying to help the body adapt to the stress in our lives. It is those B vitamins that ultimately will generate the adenosine triphosphate, the energy, the fuel that our cells need to make those adaptations, to make those changes, to strengthen, to respond to the challenges in our life and strengthen and increase and improve and thrive. So the B vitamins are certainly a basic building block. And then you've got the phosphatides, those important compounds. that will help build cell membranes and nerve tissue in the mylar sheath. Whenever I look at multivitamins, I'm also including some of the wonderful nutrients that come from whole foods and come from plants and plant extracts.
And Dean, is there a website that our listeners can go to find all these specifics out?
Well, the website is just full, but of course Nature's Way has a wonderful website and one on a product called Calmaid, a lavender oil preparation that has clinically been observed to help reduce subsyndromal stress, the kind of anxiety and stress that we each of us have. Takes us back to that mint family. Here in Utah, it's a time for harvesting lavender. It's, you can just rub through the plots out in our garden and the lavender essence springs forward and that wonderful lavender aroma has been captured by Nature's Way, all 160 different active principles in it, and captured in a soft gel so that you have a full clinical dose year-round, not just at harvest time, but get all those wonderful principles.
Well, and we have a link to your website on Mom Talk Radio. It's just a whole bunch of information, and we're sorry that we can't go over it all on the air, but we have a link to the website, naturesway.com. And thank you so much, Dean, for being with us today. When we come back, a Huggies Mom Inspired winner, a mompreneur who's done great things and produced a great product, is here to tell her story.
Even super moms need a little advice. Here's yours. More of Mom Talk Radio.
So I'm delighted to actually personally know our next guest. She's not only a wonderful inventor, she's a great mom, really smart woman that I admire a lot, but she's also a physician. And that just, to me, is just so cool. And she's actually used her mind to come up with a solution for moms. She's Erin Kelly, Dr. Erin Kelly, and she's the founder of Hoolabai and the creator of the Hoolabai Diaper Changing Helper. It's a plush fabric vest that helps take the struggle out of changing a wiggly baby's diaper. We've all been there. And Erin is also one of the winners of the Huggies Mom Inspired grant. She has been featured in The Bump, The Today Show, American Baby Magazine, and Baby Center. She's everywhere. And she's here on Mom Talk Radio to share her story. So welcome, Erin, to Mom Talk Radio.
Thanks, Maria.
So tell us a little bit, first of all, how you came up with the idea of the Huggaby Diaper Changing Helper.
So I first came up with the idea for Hoolabai when my second daughter, I have two daughters, when she was about 8 or 9 months old, and diaper changes had just become a nightmare. She would, as soon as I put her down on the changing table, she would immediately flip over and try to escape, whether it was on the ground or on the table, whether I put my leg on her, she was constantly struggling and trying to get out. And so I just thought, there's got to be a better way. And someone had to have made something to deal with this problem because this can't be new. And so I searched and searched for something to just, I just wanted to hold her on her back on the changing pad. And I couldn't find anything anywhere. And so luckily, I had some really limited sewing skills, and I was like, I'm just going to make something. And I did. I just kind of sketched out a pattern and cut some stuff out and sewed it, and it was a vest that just went around my changing pad, and it worked like a charm. I couldn't even believe it. And that was the first Hoolabai, and, you know, pretty much we're making the exact same thing now.
So I imagine that it's also, it makes diaper changing safer, too, because, like, I know a couple of times my baby almost just rolled off the changing table.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yes. There were a couple of times where I had to, like, really grab her to keep her from falling off. And other moms have now told me about times when their babies, they were standing there changing their diaper, and it's usually a boy, would flip right off the changing table in front of them, and they weren't able to grab them. So, and as a doctor, I know that, you know, there are thousands of babies that are injured every year falling off of changing tables with head injuries, broken arms, broken legs. It's terrible. So, yeah, the Hoolabai definitely helps, you know, prevent that and that, you know, roll off of the table.
Right. So does it come in various sizes? Like what if you have a particularly large baby or a small baby?
You know, it's one size fits all, which makes it really nice and easy for buying because you don't have to worry about will it fit. And it fits most babies really all the way from newborn up to about 24 months. So you can get a bigger kid in there, but actually once they get to that higher end, they're so dexterous, it's a little harder to keep them in there. But it does fit, and it does work really well up to about 2 years.
So tell me about being an entrepreneur. Which is harder, being a physician or being a mompreneur?
That's a hard question. I would have to say that being a physician was harder. There was a lot more stress involved there, but being a mompreneur is definitely a very, very busy job. But I have a lot more freedom as an entrepreneur and working for myself and being able to be home for my kids.
But I always say to people who want to quit a corporate job, now being a physician has a different sort of stress on attached to it. But a lot of times moms will say to me, oh, I want to start my own business so I have more time. And I always say to them, okay, you work for a company right now. If you have to FedEx something, who takes the FedEx down to the truck? And normally they're like, oh, I just leave it in my mail slot and someone picks it up at 3. And I always say, okay, now you're a business owner. Guess who has to take that envelope down to FedEx? You have to put your child in a car seat. You have to drive to the FedEx by 5. You have to make sure it's in there. And, somebody – so it's a different kind of less work,
I absolutely agree. I don't think it's less work at all. There are days when I wish I could just go to an office job from 8 to 5 and be done.
Right, right. So there's a lot of moms out there that have great ideas for products like yours. Where do they even start? You didn't just say, okay, I'm going to do this and know how to do it.
No, I didn't. I didn't know if I could. I kind of started out with a small idea of maybe I can make these and just sell them to friends or online on Etsy or something like that. And, the more research I did, the more I realized that turning this into a legitimate business was the way I wanted to go. And luckily there are a lot of resources online and in the mompreneur community. It really is a term. I think you can search and you can find lots of groups that are willing to help you find your way.
Before we have to leave, can you let everybody know where they can buy one of your products? Because that's the most important thing. I want people to go out and buy it and support you.
Sure, absolutely. The easiest way is on our website, which is hulabye.com.
Well, I've got a link to it, and I'm endorsing this product because I've seen it. I've seen the mom behind it, and it's a great product. So you keep going because everybody is going to have this on their registry very, very soon. Thank you so much, Erin, for joining us today on Mom Talk Radio. And we have a link to Erin's product on Mom Talk Radio. So go to, if you haven't written it down, hulabye.com, you can go to our website and find it there. When we return, we're going to be talking with Julie Bullock. She is a patriarch who is running a business that you're definitely want to learn about. I'm delighted to have with us today Julie Bullock. She is going to be on the premiere of Bullock Family Ranch, which premieres exclusively on UP Wednesday, July 17th at 10 p.m. You can go to uptv.com, uptv.com, and she's actually the patriarch of a family that I'm going to let her tell you about, but she has been taking care of children staying on her ranch, over 25 of them, in the last 16 years, and just a person with a big heart and a big story. So welcome, Julie, to Mom Talk Radio.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So tell us a little bit about the show and why they looked at you and what you're doing on your ranch.
Well, it started about 3 years ago. We were part of reality, not a reality show, but a documentary on the life and the day of a chimp, and they needed a horse for a baby chimpanzee to ride. So they came out here, and the film crew was fascinated with what was going on here at our little ranch here. We had young people. We take in young people from 18 to, well, probably up to 25 that just need a helping hand. And he wanted to film what was going on, so he filmed that. We thought it was going to be part of this documentary, and he interviewed us. And then the next week sent us a clip and said, hey, will you sign these papers? I think we have a show here. And we laughed. We were like, what? And his response was, I'm from Canada, and, you know, I don't know American families, but when I think of an American family, this epitomizes what I believe it is. And we had to think about that because we've never looked at ourselves that way. And he said, you know, y'all are a family, and you accept anyone that comes onto your ranch as family. And those words spoke volumes to us, and we still didn't see what the hype was about. But from there, over 3 years, you know, it was there was interest shown in other networks, but then UpTV really grabbed onto it, and we're so excited that this is a network that we're going to be a part of.
That's fantastic. So are they just basically going to follow? How many kids live on your ranch right now?
We never have more than two at a time because of the time. It's kind of like parenting. And although we're not their mom and dad, and we don't try to be the mom and dad, we're just mentors that are providing a place and some structure. Two at a time seems to be all we can handle. And
yeah,
and,
but isn't that wonderful that you recognize that? I think that's fantastic that you recognize it.
Well, parenting or being that mentor it's a big responsibility. It's emotionally draining. You know, financially, that's all we can handle. We do not get federal funding or grant money. This is just something that we have felt, you know.
What do you think you've learned through the process of having these children in and out of your home?
That the most important thing that you can give a young person or a child is time.
Mm-hmm.
Monetary things are fleeting.
Right.
Love and time will never be forgotten.
And what lesson do you think your children have learned from you opening your home?
Are you talking about my biological children?
Yes.
We always had a family meeting when a new person was coming in, and it was kind of like a family vote. And if anyone had, you know, any question as to they didn't think it would work, then, you know, we would discuss it. Fortunately, we've always been in 100% agreement. They gave up a lot. Amanda and Brody, they shared their room. They shared their Christmases. You know, they shared a budget with the other children because,
right.
You know, although you want to do a lot for your kids, they realized that they didn't need the latest technology.
Right.
They didn't need the latest. In fact, they didn't even have phones until later. But,
well, I want to make sure that it's a great story, and I want to make sure everyone watches. It's July 17th at 10 p.m. exclusively on Up. You can go to uptv.com. I want to thank you for sharing your story because it is quite inspirational. And I want to thank our viewers and our listeners for sharing some of their day with us here on Mom Talk Radio. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. And in the meantime, check out our free app at momtalkradio.com. I'm Maria Bailey. Have a great week, everybody.